All right, well, some people have called it in the past the mistake by the lake. You probably heard that if you're an Indians fan. But Forbes magazine just calls Cleveland the most miserable city in America. That's not very nice. What did the home of the Indians and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we should point out, do to earn these dubious distinctions? John Stossel, hoping to answer some of those questions on his program this week. He joins us now. Cleveland getting kind of a bad rap. You're fighting back on their behalf, are you?
No, they deserve the bad rap.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Forbes may be right. I can't judge that. But we look at what makes a city work for its people and or not work. And Cleveland, Detroit, Buffalo, good examples of cities that have just declined. Cleveland's lost half its population. But it's not just these old cities in the Northeast. Boston, New York, they've done fine. And you look at Cleveland, and we bring in Drew Carey, who says he wants to save his hometown of Cleveland. You look at some of the stuff they do. They run businesses. The politicians won't give up control. They own golf courses. They own a grocery store, which closes at 4 o'clock several days
a week. So there's too much government involvement in Cleveland, and that's slowing things down. Indeed, have you seen other cities where the opposite is true, the government is hands-off, and the cities have done well?
Cleveland has 23 zoning areas. Houston has none. Houston's growing. Growing fast. Some people say it's ugly, but a lot of surveys say it's one of the best places to live, to find a job. People don't tend to build rendering factories next to homes. People work it out if government lets go.
What about our city here in New York?
Well, our city is a mixture. We do have 2,000 pages of zoning rules, but we have enough economic vitality that we've actually gained population.
I was going to say we have a pretty active government, you might say, and also a fairly successful city, no? Not fair?
That's true, but Cleveland has a really active government, and they're spending more. They want to build a new convention center. We have too much convention space in America. They're building MedMart, which they say will be a Disney World for doctors.
Oh, good luck with that.
Wasn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame supposed to save Cleveland, bring people in from the outside?
Revitalize the city. That's actually one that isn't losing money, but it hasn't revitalized the city.
Are they cleaning it up? Because the Cuyahoga River caught on fire not too long ago, and that was the whole thing about Cleveland, was that it was a polluted disaster. At least are they cleaning it up and making it more beautiful for visitors?
Yeah, the river wasn't just Cleveland's problem, and that was actually many years ago before all the pollution control began. And so, yes, it hasn't caught fire since. That's one of the
river catching fire.
That's one thing to catch on to.
Chamber of Commerce moment right there. No.
Well, you wonder how some of these, there are so many cities around the country that need to get things turned around. What about a city that was, you mentioned Houston earlier, what about a city, is there an example of one that was in real dire straits, like a Cleveland or like a Detroit, that has gotten things turned around, and how did they do it?
Not in America. I mean, you look at the Southwest, where the cities are relatively new, they have fewer rules. I mean, a Cleveland politician brags about, I got this new business in, and it only took 18 months to get through the rules. We have a Spanish entrepreneur on the show who went to Houston and got permission to build his operation in one day. That makes a huge difference for bringing in new jobs.
This will be Thursday night. You have you have Drew Carey, which I'm sure is funny, if nothing else.
He's very funny.
And you have Dennis Kucinich coming on.
Dennis Kucinich, we have a nice moment where
he used to be the mayor. Not everybody knows he used to be the mayor.
He used to be
Cleveland,
the,
of course,
the boy mayor,
Congress,
they called him, because he looked so young. I will discuss whether he is totally evil or not.
What was that Jake was talking about here for a second?
We'll discuss whether he's totally or just partially evil.
Oh, partially evil. Sorry, I missed that one. And what did you conclude on that? Or should I even ask?
Partially. But he's partially evil. He's against privatization. He's against all the stuff that works, that allows free people to create wealth.
Well, it's interesting now, not to get completely off topic, but he's big in this health care.
He's getting his free ride on Air Force One to win.
And he's not going to vote for health care, or so he says, and he's really been, on the most liberal end of that, just sticking to his principles, I guess, for what it's worth, and saying, hey, I'm not voting for this because it's not the single-payer system. And it shows how the president's getting hit by both sides.
He's to the left of Obama.
He is definitely the president.
Part of the reason for Cleveland's demise, in your opinion?
Yes, he wouldn't privatize. He was the mayor when the river caught fire. He's not his fault.
Right.
But he was one of those politicians who had the arrogance to think that our plans are better than what thousands of free people will do if left on their own.
Hence partially evil, you see.
Right.
As opposed to full-blown. Are you a big fan of Cleveland, McCall, or no? You're kind of quiet over there.
you know, Cleveland really doesn't do much for
Cleveland
me.
Browns?
When I think about it, though, Cleveland Browns.
Not since the Broncos.
Dog pound. You think about Cleveland, it's manufacturing. And you talk about Detroit. You look at that region, it's a lot of manufacturing. Think of Houston, oil and gas. Look what the energy sector has been doing. So maybe the fact of the location could be hurting
the business
as well.
Mix. And Detroit with the autos have been hit hard. So
that certainly hurts all those old manufacturing cities. But Pittsburgh got rid of some of it and rebuilt some.
And was able to bounce back pretty well. All right, John, thank you very much. Always great to see you. Thursday night, you can see Stossel right here on the Fox Business Network.